I was in the BBC Written Archives looking for something completely different. So I was researching the Beatles at the time and wasn't finding very much, getting a bit listless. And so I just, on a whim, called up a file entitled Sexual Offences 1953 to 1954. This opened my eyes to this whole world of attitudes to homosexuality in the early 1950s and how or even whether the BBC should have anything to say about it. It was trying to understand what caused homosexuality and then what should be done about homosexuality. Information about subjects like homosexuality was so scarce, it was incredibly important to have any programme of this kind. There was pressure within the BBC then to go ahead and broadcast it, but it was vetoed by no less a figure than the then Director General, Ian Jacob. And so this is a kind of hidden history which it's important to unearth to get a sense of how social attitudes were at the time and by extension how they eventually changed into tolerant attitudes that exist now. We are in the Sir Robert Martin Theatre and we are just preparing for the final two performances of a UK tour of the BBC's first homosexual. It's about the BBC's ill-starred attempts to record a documentary about male homosexuality in the early 1950s and its impact upon society at that time. I contacted Stephen Hornby, who is an expert in writing plays about British gay history, and he did something very ingenious. He took the factual story of the bumpy road to the broadcasting of this particular programme, and then he intertwined that with a fictional plot about how a young man coming to terms with his homosexuality in the 1950s might have responded to a programme of this kind. It's been extraordinary. It has surpassed our expectations or even our hopes in the connection that it's made to audiences. One thing which has been really gratifying is to read the feedback from ordinary punters who talk about how it has made them reflect upon the change between the past and the present, seeing the parallels in the persecution of some minority groups these days. And we've had feedback from people who grew up gay in Saudi Arabia or India, or in fact Britain itself back in the day, talking about how this resonated with their own life experiences.